Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Luke, the 24th chapter, verse 44. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, because the sun was obscured, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. We've been here for a long time. It is now my responsibility to bring these expositions to a close with Jesus' final words from the cross. Now, I just read the final dying word scribed by Luke. "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Amen. And I can say last dying words rather than simply last words, because we know that Jesus had more to say after the cross than before the cross. And indeed, we who believe that this was no ordinary man, and we who know that this was no ordinary death, we know that he has more life after the cross than before the cross. And we know that because 3 days after the cross, he rose to speak again, meaning to this day, he still speaks. So these are actually the not so last words of Jesus Christ. And this last word and a compilation of not so last words express a commitment of his soon to be separated spirit into the hands of his heavenly Father. But I want to talk about the commitment of his spirit for 33 years in a body of flesh. So I submit to you the title, "Committed to My Last Breath." Committed to my last breath. If we want to explore this commitment from his last words, then we may want to take into account his first words mentioned earlier by Brother Rudy. Luke recorded Jesus' first words from a brief account when he was just 12 years old in Jerusalem during the Feast of the Passover at the temple. After celebrating the feast, Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, kind of lost Jesus. And now they were looking for him over the course of 4 days. And when they finally were reunited with the preteen, we find these first words in red ink. "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I had to be about my Father's business?" See, it may be by design that Jesus' first recorded statement expressed his commitment to his Father's business, for which he was sent here to carry out. So the first commitment of Jesus that I want to speak on is the commitment of his body. Consider these two statements from Scripture: "A body you have prepared for me, and offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice." Jesus died as a sacrifice, but he also lived as a sacrifice. Commitment, like a sacrifice, is an act of releasing. It's an act of letting go. A sacrifice is a commitment or a release of something in exchange for something of perceived greater value. Jesus sacrificed his life to save the life of the world, which he highly valued. And those he called to make the same sacrificial commitment. We commit our lives to him. For in Christ, our life is no longer our own. For with the commitment of his life, we were brought with a price, which was paid on that cross. And we no longer live the life we used to live, but Christ now lives in us, and he lives through us. And second was the commitment of his will. The commitment of a living sacrifice is the commitment of our will. Two statements of our committed Lord: "Not my will, but thy will be done." And my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. We, like Jesus, commit our will to the Father. Our free will is a fundamental gift of God. And guess what? We're called to give it back to him in a life of submission to his will. And we're told that when we have done the will of God to our last breath, we may receive what has been promised by our Father. And thirdly, the commitment of his love. Jesus said the following concerning his love. But so that the world knows that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. The commitment of our love is the commitment to do what God tells us to do. It's a commitment of obedience. We are commanded to love one another. For greater love has known none than this, that one lays down his life. The commitment of our love is the commitment to our last breath. His first words, I must be about my Father's business. His dying words, into your hands I commit my spirit. He was committed to do the work he was sent to do. And because he has shown me how to be committed, I will stay committed in the hard times. Because the level of difficulty doesn't define my level of commitment. I will stay committed in my marriage. Because I spoke vows before both God and man that said, till death do us part. I will stay committed to my children. Because children are a gift of God. And they come with a God-given responsibility. I will stay committed in my ministry. Because I was set apart from birth and called by his grace. And I will stay committed to my Lord and Savior because he stayed committed to me. And in the end, I will be able to say I did what he told me to do. I said what he gave me to say. I went where he told me to go. I loved all he told me to love. I was not ashamed of the gospel. I fought the good fight. I kept the faith. I ran a good race. I persevered and I endured. I was tested and I came out as pure gold. I overcame by the blood of the Lamb and I maintained the word of my testimony. And into your hands, Father, I can commit my spirit. Our commitment starts with a confession. We confess who we will serve. We confess Jesus as the Christ and Jesus as our Lord. He points us to the Father. But those who are committed to the Son are committed to the Father also, whom he was first committed to. We confess we have sinned and need salvation. We can't be committed to sin and committed to God. We can't be committed to serving our flesh and committed to serving our Lord. If we want to, upon our death, to commit our spirits to the hands of God, we must commit our lives to the hands of God. What good is life in Christ Jesus if we don't live it and live it to the full? We can't have a half-hearted commitment. Father, help me to live out the plans you have for me and not just assume the life I live is as you planned. Help me to live life beyond words. The word became flesh. Let my words become something. Let them produce something and let them affect something. Help me not to abandon the pursuits of the life of Jesus that he died for me to live. Father, teach me. Teach me how to be quiet so I can hear your voice. Teach me how to clear my mind so I may fill it with truth. And teach me how to commit my heart so you can change it for good. Is there anyone who wants to change right now, who wants to commit their life to Christ?